You're listening to SBS News.
The chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, Rod Sims, says he's watching tech giants like Google and Facebook. Speaking at the National Press Club in Canberra, Mr. Sims promoted the ACCC's code, which is designed to ensure that Facebook and Google pay for news content.
The media bargaining code, I think, is a great example of a tailored solution to a particular market power issue. The digital platforms, Google and Facebook, clearly have market power. It's extraordinary how they keep denying what everybody else sees as obvious. Further, their take-it-or-leave-it attitude to dealing with news media businesses over many years is damaging journalism and has damaged journalism. And journalism, of course, is essential to a well-functioning society.
Under the proposal, digital publishers would bargain with tech companies on remuneration. If a deal can't be agreed, an arbitrator would be brought in. Facebook and Google have threatened to limit their services in Australia in retaliation. There are reports they're lobbying Australian MPs to recognise the value their search engines provide in directing traffic to news websites. Mr. Sims hopes the code will be legislated by the end of the year and says it's more important than ever.
The digital platforms don't produce news. Rather, they're vehicles for the dissemination of news and will be all the poorer, and so will the digital platforms, with a lack of content on those platforms from professional journalists. We've all noticed recent offers of money by both Google and Facebook to media businesses. This is due to the pressure the digital platforms are under.
The ACCC chairman has also signalled big reforms in consumer data rights, something Mr. Sims says is critical to Australia's transition into a leading digital economy. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison also wants that. He's pitching for the country to be a digital world leader by 2030.
This is about using the gains we've just made this year as a springboard to become a leading digital economy by 2030. I said that after the last election. That's where I want to see Australia go, because there's jobs there, there's incomes there, there's wages there, there's investments there, there's opportunity there.
Mr. Morrison says the pandemic has exposed the need for this ambition.
Our challenge is to keep the foot on the digital accelerator as we emerge on the other side of this pandemic. Whilst we can marvel at the innovation and the digital acceleration, the bigger picture is that our economy has taken a massive hit. So we have two stories happening simultaneously. An economy that is experiencing the worst set of economic circumstances since the Great Depression. Devastating. And ferocious adaptation that businesses have had engaged in to keep these circumstances at bay.
Executive Director of Public Policy think tank the Australia Institute, Ben Oquist, says while it's a good goal to have, more detail is needed.
Well, we're not a leader yet. A digital economy is obviously a priority for the government. That's a good thing. But with such a transition, there are also responsibilities and protections that need being put in place. Australians have rushed to embrace digital technology in lockdown in many ways. But with that has come some privacy and data protection risks. So I think as we push this agenda, it's important we also look at the regulation or the safeguards we need to put in place as well.
Pablo Viñales, SBS News.